Beer for Breakfast on Alt 107.5 is presented by Big Dogs Brewing Company, supporting local craft beer in Las Vegas since
1993.
Well, rotten friends.
Yes.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
We have made it to another Friday.
Look at us go. Really?
All I want to eat is them barbecue.
We are all employed still.
Amazing.
Maybe.
And we've got new people with us.
Who
new
is
boss,
he?
New producer.
Yeah, look at us.
Yeah, what's going on? So beer just bringing everybody together.
It does feel like we deserve this beer today. You know, we've worked a full week. We are exhausted from actually having to work for a living.
Dealing with Bossy Rossi.
Yeah.
Our new boss, who was our old boss. Is that the thing? Like, meet the new boss, same as the old boss? Is that a saying?
I mean, he is the J-Lo of this radio station, for sure.
He keeps coming back.
Always
so we're
back.
The Ben Affleck with the Rising Phoenix tattoo?
That's right.
Damn right. That thing's cool as hell.
Geely 2 coming soon. All right, so we got a fine-looking beer today. Mahoney, is this inspired by your recent vacation?
It was. It was inspired by our trip to Hawaii. I've actually been to this brewery before. I actually did not go to Maui on my last vacation, but I have been to Maui before. This is the Maui Brewing Company's Pineapple Mana Wheat. So that is the.
Can I ask you something? This is a different looking can than a normal can, right?
What do you mean?
It's just it seems like it's got
a couple extra ridges under like where they are.
Oh, it's kind of like ribbed for our.
It is ribbed because like if you look at it, it's got a couple extra like little shelves going up, but they're
it just
smooth.
Seems a little bit more like short.
But
and stout.
But it's a 12-ounce.
12-ounce, yeah.
It's a 12-ounce can, but they're putting their own spin on it. The Pineapple Mana Wheat is an American Hefeweizen or pale wheat ale that has 5.5% alcohol by volume. Today being served from that 12-ounce. I think this is a classically styled can. Still got some nice color pop to it. That was priced at $11.99. For a six-pack, the five categories in which we rate every single beer here on Beer for Breakfast. Look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. I recommend serving this out of a Weizen glass, a pint glass, or a mug. Serve it anywhere 45 to 50 degrees Fahrenheit.
I do feel like the temperature on this, you pulled it out of the fridge at the right time.
Yep. It's still nice and cold. Right? Yep. This is good warm weather beer.
Yep.
You know, for me, this is not a winter beer. This is a beer, even though this beer is available year-round, for me, this is a summertime beer. Starting off with the look, the Mana Wheat, it's got that, like, semi-hazy shade of, like, a light golden orange.
Dehydrated.
This is not, like... I've had pee way darker than that.
Oh, for sure. Like when you drank about a six-pack of these and you wake up the next morning and you go pee?
Oh, no. This is 5.5. I need my pee looks like that after like a couple like triple IPAs, but this one super, as Dave said, super sessionable, super crushable. A little bit of nice fizzy, bubbly white head that about 2.5 inches on there that just rescinded super quickly and very little lacing on the side of my glass.
It's like you got married.
Yep. Let's move on to the next category, which is the smell of the Maui Brewing Company's Pineapple Mana Wheat.
All right.
Not smells really getting, tangy.
Not getting a ton in the nose there. Yeah, pretty muted.
A little bit of wheat. A little bit of sweetness in there. As it warms, you get a little bit more of that pineapple. But overall, the nose fairly muted on this particular wheat. Nothing that's either going to super entice you or push you away. So let's move on to our favorite part of Beer for Breakfast, which is the taste. Let's all take a big drink of the Maui Brewing Company's Pineapple Mana Wheat. Cheers, friends.
Cheers.
Cheers. Producer, are you drinking? Are you drinking? Wait, is Producer X drinking out of a? You got a pimp cup in there?
It's like a Renaissance Festival mug.
Yeah, you got a crumb cup. What is that?
Insulated cup.
You've got a leather bound. Where did
It is a leather bound insulated cup.
Did you?
Did you bring that specifically in for Beer for Breakfast?
Nice mug.
Yeah, it's a beautiful mug.
Is there beer in there or is it coffee? Yeah. Oh, nice. He's drinking with us.
Don't know if you drink or not, so I'm sorry. I just like threw a bunch of beer your way. But apparently, he came to drink, because that's like a 40-ounce
chalice.
Yeah, no, you would slam that and then instantly go into battle as a Viking.
Let's take Well, we should celebrate his choice in glassware. I'm not washing that, by the way.
You wash it yourself.
You wash that yourself. Let's all take another drink of the Pineapple Mana Wheat from Maui Brewing.
Am I the only one that's not getting a lot of pineapple?
Oh, I feel like this is tangy to me.
This is super tangy.
Yeah.
I
don't get it.
I don't get a lot of pineapple at all.
It's like the only thing I taste.
It's not like a monstrous amount of pineapple, but
it's more than the wheat. It's more than like the like.
To me, this is more of a fruited beer than it is a Hefeweizen.
Yep.
Not at all.
Or American wheat.
Yeah. Taking a little sip.
Okay.
Slosh it around in there.
Neither of you are getting any pineapple at all.
Huh.
Are you talking about like the skin of the pineapple?
No, we're just talking about like pineapple.
There's
you know
a tang,
I mean?
Right?
There's a tang. I actually smelled it whenever I was. Whenever you guys said that it was kind of like a muted nose, like I can smell the fruit and I can taste the fruit.
I get so like not so much, but like
this is a fruit beer.
Interesting.
To me, it's more fruited than Hefeweizen for sure.
Do you taste more heavy?
what are you getting over there, Dave?
It just tastes kind of like a flat Hef.
I feel like you burned I think you may have burned your taste buds out with that
coffee.
Scotch.
Is all the scotch? Is that what it is?
Scotch.
Producer X, what are your thoughts on this beer? Do you like it? Not like it? What are you getting for that taste?
I mean, it's really smooth. It goes down easy. It doesn't have a lingering flavor. I like the mouthfeel, but it's got no like strong punch with flavor.
Yeah, it doesn't have a lot of character.
I
don't agree.
Audrey, I'm curious to see what your take is because I feel like I'm leaning more towards you this time around.
This is a bathing suit beer, first of all. This is a beer that you can take to the beach, to the pool, on your new boat.
I don't disagree with any of that. It's super easy drinking. Yeah.
But whenever I am drinking this, you know, and I actually, sometimes whenever I drink Hef, sometimes they have that, like, I don't want to say sunscreen taste. It's the only way I can describe it. Sometimes the Hefs, they just have this weird, like, back end taste.
That banana
that
or bubble gum that's like a sweetness.
I don't like it. This is something that almost, I don't know if the pineapple cancels that taste out, but this is definitely a fruit-forward beer to me, and I'm getting tang.
Yeah. And you're not getting that kind of like bitterness now after the fact?
No.
Because I'm getting a little bit of like lingering bitterness.
That like sunscreeny. I don't know how else to describe it. It's like, you know, and everyone's like, why do you know what sunscreen tastes like? We've all been in the pool after it's dripped into your mouth.
Yep.
And there's that weird taste that gets in the back of your throat. And that's kind of what Hefs do to me sometimes.
You know, for me, the flavor kind of follows the nose. You get that sweetness up front, a little bit of tanginess in there. There are light wheat and the banana's not really there. But I mean, you do get, you know, shades of a Hefeweizen. But to me, that tanginess, that pineapple, that sweetness are all kind of the biggest note that I'm getting in here. The little slight tartness on the finish, zero alcohol in this beer. No. I mean, you are not tasting any alcohol in this one. And that's why Audrey's saying this is a bathing suit beer for me. The mouthfeel, light to medium. It's not light, but it's not medium. So it's just, I would say, you know, like two ticks above light as far as that go. Crisp. Refreshing and overall just like a very good mouthfeel. The drinkability, I think this is a very solid beer. The price point, I think, is okay. It's not,
what was it for, a six-pack?
$11.99, $12.99 is what you're paying in there, but you are getting a six pack, but it is a 5.5%.
I would pay $12 for this beer for a six pack.
I think if you're looking for a great boating beer, as Audrey said, perfect for a nice weekday, or this could actually, you know, maybe accent a lighter dinner that you may be having, something made
like a
fish.
Yeah. Or like a grilled chicken with like a grilled pineapple on top. Wowza.
But overall, I really like this beer, and I think that most people will like this as well. I think my warning is you may not be blown away like our producer and Dave.
There's nothing wrong with it. I think it's like you said, very easy drinking.
Yep.
It's at 5.5%, so it's not like it's going to get you ripped up or anything.
It's a good party beer.
Yep.
It's a good party beer. To me, it's just boring. It's just there's nothing that really stands out.
I actually kind of like that about it. I like the tartness, but overall, I think it's a very good beer. Can I get a drum roll, please, Dave?
You bet.
Oh, Mahoney's Bear Scale Supremacy. I give the Maui Brewing Company Pineapple Mono Wheat a 3.8 out of 5.